Próbny egzamin gimnazjalny z języka angielskiego przygotowany przez wydawnictwo Nowa Era. Poziom rozszerzony. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do drugiego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Hi, Anne. How is your new house?
Oh, it's great now. But at first I felt strange. I didn't know anybody. I was happy that my dad got a new job, but at the same time sad that I have to move house and leave my friends.
I see what you mean. But soon you'll get used to the new place.
Yes, yes, you're right. I'm slowly getting used to my new situation.
So tell me something about your room. Do you still have that wonderful, comfortable armchair?
Of course, I brought it with me, but I had to throw away my old carpet. It was quite dirty, so my parents bought me a new one, and I still need to buy a new shelf for my books.
What about the town? Are there any interesting places?
Well, we live in the suburbs, so there's no cinema or shopping centre. But there's a bus stop near my house, which is convenient because the bus runs directly to the city centre and you can do a lot of things there. And by the way, are you free this Friday? Would you like to drop in?
I'd love to, but I'm busy this weekend. It's my dad's birthday. How about next Saturday? We could spend the whole day together.
That sounds great. I'll just ask my parents if it's okay with them and let you know.
Wonderful. See you soon.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Anne. How is your new house?
Oh, it's great now. But at first I felt strange. I didn't know anybody. I was happy that my dad got a new job, but at the same time sad that I have to move house and leave my friends.
I see what you mean. But soon you'll get used to the new place.
Yes, yes, you're right. I'm slowly getting used to my new situation.
So tell me something about your room. Do you still have that wonderful, comfortable armchair?
Of course, I brought it with me, but I had to throw away my old carpet. It was quite dirty, so my parents bought me a new one, and I still need to buy a new shelf for my books.
What about the town? Are there any interesting places?
Well, we live in the suburbs, so there's no cinema or shopping centre, but there's a bus stop near my house, which is convenient because the bus runs directly to the city centre and you can do a lot of things there. And by the way, are you free this Friday? Would you like to drop in?
I'd love to, but I'm busy this weekend. It's my dad's birthday. How about next Saturday? We could spend the whole day together.
That sounds great. I'll just ask my parents if it's okay with them and let you know.
Wonderful. See you soon.
Tekst drugi.
Today we are hosting Mr. Jeff Olson, an ecologist, who will give us some advice on how to be green. Jeff, welcome to our show. Now, how can we make our lives more green?
Thank you, Rebecca. It's great to be here. We should all remember that our job is to take care of the environment. Some people say that individuals can't do anything to protect the environment. They are wrong. It's not difficult, and everyone can make a difference. I will give you some simple examples. In my home, for instance, we created a compost bin in the garden, where we throw all of our leftovers and grass and leaves from the garden. And we don't take baths anymore. We only use the shower, which saves a lot of water. To save electricity, we should remember to switch off all our electrical appliances when we're not using them. And now some tips about other places. When you're at work or at school, don't forget to recycle. These places are supposed to provide separate bins for glass, plastic, and paper. And, because air pollution is high, cycle to school or work instead of going by car. If you can't do that, use public transport or share a car with your friends. These are some simple steps, and I believe they are very easy to follow.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today we are hosting Mr. Jeff Olson, an ecologist, who will give us some advice on how to be green. Jeff, welcome to our show. Now, how can we make our lives more green?
Thank you, Rebecca. It's great to be here. We should all remember that our job is to take care of the environment. Some people say that individuals can't do anything to protect the environment. They are wrong. It's not difficult, and everyone can make a difference. I will give you some simple examples. In my home, for instance, we created a compost bin in the garden, where we throw all of our leftovers and grass and leaves from the garden. And we don't take baths anymore. We only use the shower, which saves a lot of water. To save electricity, we should remember to switch off all our electrical appliances when we're not using them. And now some tips about other places. When you're at work or at school, don't forget to recycle. These places are supposed to provide separate bins for glass, plastic, and paper. And, because air pollution is high, cycle to school or work instead of going by car. If you can't do that, use public transport or share a car with your friends. These are some simple steps, and I believe they are very easy to follow.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
My parents wanted to relax after a difficult year at work, so they decided on a package holiday. We went to Greece because the weather is usually sunny there. We chose a comfortable hotel with two huge swimming pools. The flight was smooth and enjoyable. We had fun, swam in the sea, tried new food, and bought lots of souvenirs. The week passed really quickly, and soon we had to pack to come back home. No one could imagine a better holiday. I'll never forget my first time abroad.
Wypowiedź druga.
Last year, my parents sent me to a sports camp in the mountains. I didn't want to go there at first. I'm keen on sport, but I don't like doing it every day. It was the first time I'd been to the mountains in Poland. Every second day, we went for long walks in the valleys, and the views were wonderful. The sports activities weren't too difficult or tiring, so overall I enjoyed the camp a lot. I think I want to go there again next year.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
A lesson I will never forget is that when you go for a hike in the mountains, you have to check the weather forecast first. A few years ago, I decided to go walking in the Tatras with my friends. At first, the weather was beautiful and sunny. We had no idea it could change so quickly. Suddenly, it started to pour down. Fortunately, we hadn't gone far, so we managed to get back to the shelter.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
It was my first holiday abroad, so I was really thrilled. But nothing turned out as planned. I didn't hear my alarm clock, and I almost missed my flight to Rome. Then, on the plane, I had to sit next to a small child who cried all the time. When I got off the plane, it turned out that the weather in Rome was awful, dull and rainy. When I arrived at the hotel, all I wanted to do was to take a warm shower and go to bed. Unfortunately, there wasn't any hot water.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
My parents wanted to relax after a difficult year at work, so they decided on a package holiday. We went to Greece because the weather is usually sunny there. We chose a comfortable hotel with two huge swimming pools. The flight was smooth and enjoyable. We had fun, swam in the sea, tried new food, and bought lots of souvenirs. The week passed really quickly, and soon we had to pack to come back home. No one could imagine a better holiday. I'll never forget my first time abroad.
Wypowiedź druga.
Last year, my parents sent me to a sports camp in the mountains. I didn't want to go there at first. I'm keen on sport, but I don't like doing it every day. It was the first time I'd been to the mountains in Poland. Every second day, we went for long walks in the valleys, and the views were wonderful. The sports activities weren't too difficult or tiring, so overall I enjoyed the camp a lot. I think I want to go there again next year.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
A lesson I will never forget is that when you go for a hike in the mountains, you have to check the weather forecast first. A few years ago, I decided to go walking in the Tatras with my friends. At first, the weather was beautiful and sunny. We had no idea it could change so quickly. Suddenly, it started to pour down. Fortunately, we hadn't gone far, so we managed to get back to the shelter.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
It was my first holiday abroad, so I was really thrilled. But nothing turned out as planned. I didn't hear my alarm clock, and I almost missed my flight to Rome. Then, on the plane, I had to sit next to a small child who cried all the time. When I got off the plane, it turned out that the weather in Rome was awful, dull and rainy. When I arrived at the hotel, all I wanted to do was to take a warm shower and go to bed. Unfortunately, there wasn't any hot water.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Pamiętaj o przeniesieniu rozwiązań na kartę odpowiedzi.